On planet Earth, there is a team of crusaders tirelessly working on behalf of the city of Calabasas. These valiant stewards roam our streets, instructing residents on recycling, sound water use, and living responsibly within our beautiful and fragile environment. They seek no glory, no fortune, no fame. They only ask that you do your part.
We are the Calabasas Green Team,
and we are here to save your world.
It was a day like any other day when suddenly in the Green Team Command Center...
Alert! Alert!
Talk to me, Granny.
A local resident is wasting water, sir, and doesn't even realize it.
Wasting water? We're in a third year of a drought. Plus, this guy's water bills are going through the roof.
Preaching to the choir, sir.
There's only one team for a job like this.
Meanwhile, at that very moment...
A lot more can go into a green recycling bin than just lawn trimming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, daily kitchen scraps, coffee filters...
Tea bags, yeah. Horse manure, and pet waste. Yeah.
Do you ever realize how often we explain things to each other that we both already know?
I try not to think about it. Headquarters. Okay, Chief. Got it.
What is it?
A resident is wasting water in his yard.
Draining his bank account right along with it. Let's move.
Good afternoon, citizen.
Wow, the Calabasas Green Team. What are you doing here?
Watering your sidewalks, are you?
I was worried about my lawn. It's just not that lush, vibrant green.
Perhaps that's because lawns are a holdover from the moist climate of England and are not very well suited for the semi-arid climate of Calabasas.
Huh?
Yeah. Turn off the sprinklers. Let's go talk.
So we're in the third year of a drought?
Yes, we are, citizen, which is why saving water is more important than ever.
But how?
Did you know that we use nearly 60% of our water on landscaping?
Wow, Green Team, that's a lot. So how do I go about reducing the amount of water I use?
Planting native or drought-tolerant vegetation is a great first step, but there are plenty of things you can do right now that are fast and easy.
Interesting. Tell me more in a series of voiceovers.
Happy to.
Check your sprinklers to make sure they are operating properly, and be sure they aren't watering pavement.
Mulch around shrubs, trees, and flowers. Keeps the soil cooler, retains water, and minimizes evaporation.
Not to mention prevents the germination of many weed seeds, which reduces the need for herbicides.
And don't ever use water to hose down your driveways and sidewalks.
Gee, thanks, Green Team. Hey, tell me more about native and or drought-tolerant vegetation. I don't need this big green lawn. I want to save water and money.
No problem, citizen. There are thousands of plants available that require very little water.
They're perfectly suited for our semi-arid climate here in Calabasas.
Visit bewaterwise.com for some terrific tips.
Or lvmwd.com.
And keep watching CTV for more great ideas. Have a good day, and let's all be water wise.
Before we go, would you mind asking us what our name is?
Why?
Just go with it.
Hey, what did you say your name was again?
We are the Calabasas Green Team, and we are here to save your world!